Shiites living in Saudi Arabia's eastern province have long protested that they are marginalised under the Sunni monarchy. The death sentence handed to Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr will ratchet up tensions further, says Jane Kinmont of the Middle East programme at policy group Chatham House.
Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr is a very politically outspoken Shia cleric. He may not represent the mainstream Shia community in Saudi Arabia, but he's very popular with the youth, both in the eastern province of Saudi Arabia and in Bahrain.
Following the death of a Shiite protester in clashes with police 2 years ago, Sheikh Nimr posted a video on the internet accusing Saudi authorities of targeting him because of his Shia faith and links to Iran.
Why do you attack us? A few dozen poor souls. If a foreign country is responsible, then attack the source of the problem. If it's Iran you mean, then attack it. Now let's see what you're capable of.
The trial leading to his death sentence was unfair, says May Romanos of Amnesty International.
Sheikh al-Amr wasn't allowed to have his lawyer in some of the hearings because the lawyer was simply not notified about the hearing taking place. Some of the charges also brought against him were based on eyewitnesses who weren't called for court, so it was only on testimonies.
Shiites are a majority in the eastern province of Saudi Arabia. When uprisings swept the Arab world in the spring of 2011, there were demonstrations in Shiite towns and villages. Saudi authorities cracked down hard, arresting hundreds of protesters. Again, May Romanos of Amnesty.
Some of the activists, all the people who took part in these protests, were even sentenced to death. We have recorded in May and June this year at least 5 Shia activists being sentenced to death for their activism.
Sheikh Nimr is a critic of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, despite the fact that Mr. Assad is backed by Iran. Saudi authorities could have exploited Sheikh Nimr's perceived independence, says Jane Kinmont.
It's been very rare to see religious figures who have criticised both the governments of Bahrain and the governments of Syria for using authoritarian and repressive tactics. So this is someone who can claim to be unusually consistent and actually to be speaking up for human rights, not just for Shia rights.
Kinmont says that if Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr is executed, it would likely trigger even larger protests. It's possible his death sentence will be commuted on appeal, or the king may issue a royal pardon. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.